Today's topic that we're going to discuss is the name of the sugya is Yiyush Shalom Midas. Now, some of you are already familiar with the sugya because we're learning it in class. But those of you who are not learning it, let me briefly outline what's going on. There's a halacha. If a person loses an item and I find the item, I have a mitzvah to return it. That mitzvah is called Hashavas Aveda. Okay. Now, there are times when the Mishnah tells us I'm allowed to keep the item I find. When is that? Basically, the first Mishnah in the second parak above Metzia says, if an item doesn't have a siman is a sign. Okay, it doesn't have an identifying mark. Well, let's say an apple. You find some apples scattered, okay, and that apple doesn't have a siman, right? I can't prove that it's mine. So, if somebody finds these apples, there's no siman. And if there's no siman, then the owner gave up hope. That's called yiyush, to give up hope. The owner gave up hope. And if the owner gave up hope, I'm allowed to keep it. The Gemara, that's on the beginning, the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. On Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara has a machlokes about something called yiyush shalom midas, which is the following. We just said that if I find the owner, the item, and the owner gave up hope, I'm allowed to keep it. Okay? What if I found the... Let's give an example. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I drop my apples. At 11 o'clock, you find the apples. Now, I dropped the apples at 10 o'clock. They were in my backpack, and they dropped out. But I don't realize until I get home at night, at 9 o'clock at night, I take off my backpack, and I open my backpack, and I see the apples are not there. Oh, man, they're gone. Forget it. I'll never get them back now. I have no way of claiming them. My name is not on the apples. So I am Yayish. So I'm going to give up hope, but I didn't give up hope yet. So the question is the following. When somebody finds it at 10 a.m., are they allowed to keep it? Do we say, well, even though he didn't give up hope, he will give up hope? Or do we say, no, he didn't yet give up hope because he doesn't even know he lost it. Shalom Midas, he doesn't know he lost it. He didn't give up hope, so you can't keep it. This is a machlokas in the Gemara. Two Amoraim, two rabbis in the Gemara. Abaye says, Yiyush Shalom Midas, lo havi yiyush. You didn't know that you lost it? That means you couldn't have given up hope. And therefore, the person who finds it is not allowed to keep it. Rava disagrees. And Rava says, no. Yiyush shalom midas havi yiyush. Even though the person didn't actually give up hope, since he will definitely give up hope, we consider it as if he already gave up hope. Now, the way I just explained it is what I want to talk about. How does it magically work that a person will give up hope? He's going to give up hope when he finds out at 9 p.m. He's going to find out he lost his apples. He's going to give up hope. But right now, when I found the item at 10 a.m., he doesn't know they're lost yet. So, on what basis are we saying that he is already considered to have given up hope? And through this, we're going to come to one of the ways that to describe it. We're going to see is also going to help us understand whether or not a katan can have yiyush, and how that plays out. Is that even possible? Okay. So there's a lot of ink has been spilled about this sugya, a lot of different opinions. I'm going to try to just we're going to pick one. And we're going to go with it. We're going to go with it through the sugya, okay? And try to be as clear and as simple as possible. On your source sheet, you have a... Your source sheet that I handed out, you have a page from a sefer called Chidushei Rabbi Nachum. Chidushei Rabbi Nachum. My Chidushei Rabbi Nachum is on my shtender right over here. Rabbi Nachum was Rabbi Nachum Partzavitz. He was there was a picture of him on the wall last year. This is the picture of Rabbi Nachum Partzavitz. He was one of the Rosh Yeshiva and the Mir Yeshiva. He was the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And I'll tell you a brief vart from Rav Nachum. We know there's a custom when a boy is born, we have a Shalom Zachar. Right? We have a Shalom Zachar. Everybody comes to the house, okay, and they eat chickpeas or whatever they do, whatever the custom developed. Where does it come from? There are different explanations of where it came from. One of the explanations, the Maharshal says, the earlier commentary says, that we're coming to comfort the child. Why are we comforting the child? So he says, because the Gemara says, what is the child doing while he's in the womb? He's learning Torah. What happens when he's born? The Malach gives him a patch, and he forgets his Torah. So the baby is very sad. So we come to comfort the baby, and we come to say, "Oi, we're so sorry. We're so sorry that you lost all that Torah." So, okay, obviously, what's going on over here? So Rav Nachum asked, I don't understand. What's the comfort? He should be inconsolable. The baby, now, obviously the baby's not thinking that, maybe, okay, fine, but maybe the baby's neshama on some level realizes the deficit, that the baby lost the Torah. And asks Rav Nachum, so, understand, how are we consoling him? He should be inconsolable. What are we going to say to this boy? Rav Nachum says, you know what we're going to say to this boy? Don't worry about the Torah that you lost. You know why? Because you didn't work hard for it. It was given to you by a malach. If it was given to you by a malach, what's it worth? The Torah that we learn is the Torah that we learn, and we work hard, and we toil in the sugya to try to understand the pshat. And that was Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum was not well in the later years of his life. He was nifter at a young age, the age of 65. The last 5 years of his life, he couldn't even give shir. He suffered tremendously, but through it all, he kept on learning. And that was Rav Nachum's life. That was what he did. He was in Shanghai with the Mir Yeshiva. He didn't have royals and riches his whole life. But Rav Nachum, we have the royals and the riches of Rav Nachum, the chidushim of Rav Nachum and the talmidim of Rav Nachum. So that's Rav Nachum. So let's read inside a little bit of what Rav Nachum tries to explain, the magic of Yir Shalom Midas. Itmar, I'm where the brackets are. Os Ches, that's letter Ches. Itmar Yir Shalom Midas. Okay, the case of Yir Shalom Midas. Now, the v'chule means etc. The Gemara bi'aru l'taymei d'Rava. The Gemara explains the reason of Rava. Rava said Yir Shalom Midas have Yish. The Kevan, that since d'lechi yada d'nafal minei miyayish, when he realizes he's going to give up hope. Mehashta hu d'miyayish. From now he already gave up hope. Okay. Ubebior hachmelsa, and to explain this idea, matzinu beis drachim. We find two ways of explaining it. Dehine, second paragraph, lufum rihata. The quick, easy, simple way to explain it. Hakavana. The intentions are. Dele'inyan yish. When it comes to giving up hope, ein tsarech das bepoel. You don't need actual knowledge, thinking, I am now. Right? We say, before we do a mitzvah, sometimes we say, l'shem yichud kutche brichu. The Hasidim say it. But we don't have to say, hinani muchan umezuman, I am prepared to give up hope. Okay, I give up hope. You don't have to do that. Dezeh gufa, this itself. She'im haya nodale, hava miyayish. Had he known what was going on, he would have given up hope. Chashiv kidas le'inyan yish. That's enough. Just the understanding that had he known about this, he would give up hope. Then he gave up hope. That's enough. Ubitayma de milsa, and the reason for this is tzarech lomar. You have to say the bedavar she'ein bo simin, an item like an apple that doesn't have a simin. Ein habale mechusar hachlata ha'im lehisyayish olav. There's no decision he has to make. He doesn't. Should I give up hope? Should I not give up hope? Let me sleep on it. Let me flip a coin. There's no decision to make here. Would you like a slice of pizza or a slice of pizza? Let me think about it. Right? There's no decision. You don't have to think about it. Right? If there's no choice, then your mother just puts the pizza in front of you because you didn't have a choice. If the choice was pizza or falafel, she has to wait for you to make a decision. So he says, since when there's no simon, the guy doesn't have a choice because he doesn't have an option of going back to claim it. He doesn't have a simon. Ein habalim chutzar hachlata ha'im lehisya yesh olav. We're not waiting for his decision. Everybody gives up hope if they don't have a way of getting it back. There's no simon. Ve'in kan chisaron hachlata, and there's no lack of a decision. Elarak de lo yadam tenafo mine. Just that he doesn't know about it. But umishim hachi amrinan dekevin de ilu yada have a miyayish chashiv yish. So therefore we say, had he known, so we count it as if he knew. It would be like instead of asking you whether you'd like a slice of pizza or a slice of pizza, just giving you the slice of pizza. Because you're just lacking the knowledge of what your choices are, or lack of choices are. But had you known that it was either pizza or pizza, you would say, I'd like some pizza. Okay? And therefore, since there's no choices, you'll just say, I want pizza. End of story. Okay. So, the first way of understanding it is, we'll call it the Kevan de Ilu Hava Yada side. Kevan de Ilu Hava Yada. Okay, we'll write that on the board. Kevan de Ilu Hava Yada. Since had he known, and there's no choice, it's either give up hope or give up hope, so therefore it's considered like he gave up hope already. Ukvod Mori Varabi. And my honor, my Rebbe, Hagarbad. Hagarbad is Hagon Rav Baruch Dov. Rav Baruch Dov, in the yeshiva world, he's known as Rav Baruch Bear. Bear is a Yiddish name. Dov is a bear. Right? Like, have you ever heard the name Dov Bear? It's repetitive. Okay? So, but it's the Hebrew and the Yiddish. So, Kvod Mori V'Rabbi Hagon Rav Baruch Dov Zatzal. My Rebbe, Rav Baruch Bear. Now, Rav Nachum learned by Rav Baruch Bear before the war. Rav Baruch Bear was Nifter, I think, in 1940. So before Rav Nachum went to the Mir and then ended up in Shanghai, Rav Nachum learned by Rav Baruch Bear. And I think he learned by Rav Chanan Wasserman also for a little bit. He learned by Rav Baruch Bear. Rav Baruch Bear was perhaps the main Talmud, one of the very close Talmidim of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So this is Rav Chaim's Talmud, Rav Baruch Bear, and Rav Nachum was a student of Rav Baruch Bear. Ukvod Rav Rabbi Hagon Rav Baruch Bear Zetzal. Bi'er lahach milsa ba'ofen acher. He explained this a little bit differently. Daha dechashiv ki yiyush. That which we say yiyush shalom idas is considered yiyush. It's considered like he gave up hope, according to Rava. Lo havi mishum de'im haya noda lo ka'es havi miyayish. It's not because if we would have told him, by the way, do you realize that the item was lost, that he would for sure give up hope. It's not kevan de ilu havayada. It's not that side. Ela mishum dehu omed lehisya'esh. He is going to omed lehisya'esh, which means he is going to give up hope. So if he is going to give up hope, says Rav Baruch Bear, says Rav Nachum in the name of Rav Baruch Bear, de kevan de ihu yisya'esh lekesheyeda, since he's going to give up hope when he knows. Vehu omed lekach, and it's he's omed lakach. It would be like, you know, if you had to push some buttons and set up a machine to go, and it's just a matter of time until the clock ticks, until the timer goes, then it's like it already happened. There's nothing to do anymore. It's just a matter of time. Okay? Lakach chashiv ki'ilu ika'ata das diyush. Your knowledge to be able to give up hope is already from ata, from now. Okay? Ulefi zeh. And according to Rav Baruch Bear, you just have to be careful, says Rav Nachum, because the Gemara said, when the Gemara explained Rav's opinion, the Gemara said, since when he finds out about it, he's going to give up hope, mehashta hu demiyayish. He gives up hope from now. Now, according to the first explanation, kevan de ilu havi yada, since had he known he would have given up hope, we consider it like he already gave up hope. Says Rav Nachum, according to Rav Baruch Bear, it's a little bit different. Mehashta hu demiyayish. It's like he gave up hope from now. Well, he didn't give up hope from now, but we count the yiyush now since he's going to give up hope when he finds out. Okay. Now, let's go to the next paragraph. But before we get to the next paragraph, we have to learn a little Gemara. If you can open up your Gemara to Daf Chav. Bez Amud Bez. Okay, we're going to be focusing on the Tosfos, the outside column, Tosfos, the bold word delav. It's like the middle of the page. Okay? But I'm going to ask you where delav is. Look across there in the Gemara. The first word on the line is Ashi. Yeah? Do you guys see that? If you look the line above, the third acronym is Aleph Lamed. That's the beginning of a new Gemara. Now I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't share this with anybody. But the maskana of the Gemara is we paskin like Abaye. Okay? I'm only telling you the secret because you need to know it for what we're about to learn. But we didn't learn it in class yet, so don't say anything. Shh. Secret.
Well, I figured that out because
all of Rava's proofs at the beginning don't work out, right?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of proofs left to go. Omar le Rav Acha bre de Rava le Rav Ashi. V'chime achar di itos of Rava. Now that we've asked a question on Rava, meaning we slugged him up, right? And we are not accepting Rava's opinion. We follow Abaye that Yush Alomidas Lohavi Yush. Hani Tamri Daziki. They used to have date trees. Now, what happens if the dates would blow off the tree and fly away? And you find the dates lying down somewhere. Are you allowed to keep them? So the custom was that people would keep them. The problem is, if Yiyush Shalom Midas Lo Havi Yiyush, if we pass in like Abaye, why are you allowed to keep them? He's saying the practice is that everybody keeps these dates when you find them. But one second, the guy who owns the tree, how does, maybe he doesn't yet know that the wind blew off the date. So he doesn't know about it yet. He didn't give up hope. According to Abaye, you can't eat it. So why does everybody eat these dates? Says the Gemara, Amarle, so how do our people eating them? Why are people allowed to eat them? Amarle, came into ikashkatzim uramasim de ka'achli lahu meikara yi'ushi meyayesh minayim. So the Gemara says, you know why? Because when they fall on the floor, you know what happens? The bugs start eating at them. And when the bugs start eating at them, so he knows that there's going to be dates that fall off and they're going to get eaten, they're going to get destroyed, and they're going to get disgusting. And therefore, he already has das, he already has the initial knowledge that he knows that they're going to fall off and that once they fall off, he's miyayish. And that counts, and even according to Abaye, they're allowed to eat them. Okay, that's the first piece of the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. What about Yasmi? What about Yisomim, orphans? The reason that we're referring now to children, okay, who unfortunately lose their parents. And otherwise they don't really own something. But here they own something because their parents left them a date tree. Okay, now what happens if it belongs to a Yasom? Yasmi, delav b'nei mechila ninhu. They can't be mochel. Okay, now minors can't do anything in das. Well, except for the sugya nedarim, you can make a neder when you're close to the age of bar bat mitzvah. But generally speaking, financial transactions cannot occur through a minor. Okay, if that's true, they can't be mochel. They shouldn't be able to be miyayish either. So if you own, and that seems to be the simple understanding of the Gemara. Now, if you own if you find a date on the floor, maybe it belongs to a tree that is owned by Yisomim, by orphans, in which case you're not allowed to eat it. So why are you allowed to eat all the dates? Maybe it belongs to an orphan. So the Gemara answers, that's also not a problem. Right? The Gemara says, no, because you have a whole huge area with a lot of date trees, and you find a date from the tree, you don't know where it's from, but the truth is, we don't assume that it comes from Yisomim, right? The overwhelming majority of the date trees belong to adults. It happens to be that there's one date tree that belongs to an orphan. I mean, it's not so often, it's not so common, and therefore, says the Gemara, you know, when it comes to the orphans, we don't assume that it belongs to an orphan, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. Says Tosfos, look at Tosfos Delav. Delav b'nei mechila ninu. My, Yisomim, orphans who are not allowed to give up hope. What's the halacha? That was the Gemara's question. Says Tosfos. Bish lama l'Rava. It makes sense according to Rava. Now, that's not going to help us because we follow Abaye. But according to Rava, it makes sense. Rava said, Yish shalom idas havi yish. How does that help? Kevan delechi gadli miyayishi. You know what? They're going to give up hope. When? when they turn 12 or 13, when they turn into Gedolim, they will give up hope. You can't give up hope when you're a little kid, but when you turn 12 or 13, then your das could be that you gave up hope. Hashda nami mikri yirsh. We could say retroactively that it's yirsh. Now, let's look, that's what Tosfos says. Let's look to the last paragraph in the Chedushei Reb Nachum handout. V'yesh. V'yesh lahavi raya ledivrei hagarbad. We could bring a proof to the words of Reb Baruch Ber. Remember, Reb Baruch Ber said that the way we view yirsh lo midas is a person is omei leis yayish. Since he will definitely give up hope later on, we count it from now. Not that we look at now and say, had he known, he would have done it. So, Reb Baruch Ber says, since he will give up hope, dehine, bitosos lekaman davcha bezam and bez. Tosos later on, davcha bezam and bez. The tosos we just learned. Kasru, the yush de katanim choshev ki yush shalomidas. Right? Tosos said, well, according to Rava, it's good. Which means this is a case of yush shalomidas. Vidino toloi beplugta by Rava. And Tosos says, this issue is a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. And it was good according to Rava, but not according to Abaye. And that was the Gemara's question. V'yu'yan sham, da'azbrula. Tosos explains it as follows. Kevan delechi gadli miyayishi, hashtanami mikri yiyush. Since when they become gedolim, when they become the age of 13, bar or bar mitzvah, 12 or 13, they're going to give up hope. From now also it's called yiyush. Now, v'inema, and if you say, d'taime d'rava, hu mishum d'chol adam islay das lehis yayish mea veda she'en basimin, v'ilu yada hav miyayish. If you say like the first side, had the person known that the date fell off the tree, he would have given up hope. Well, ein zeh shayach klal b'ketanim. That doesn't work for a minor. What are you going to say? If you went over to the minor and you said, 8-year-old, you should realize that the date fell off the tree. Ilu haviyada, had he known, he would have given up hope. So says Reb Nachum, but that, who cares? Can an 8-year-old give up hope? No, he's not entitled to, he doesn't have the das to do that. The 8-year-old cannot have yiyush. So if the reason is because had he known, he would have given up hope, we count it like he gave up hope. Yeah, but even if had he known, he can't give up hope. D'haktanim leslei das klal, because minors, in halacha, we don't consider them to have the responsibility, the maturity, to make decisions. Uledivrei hagarbad asi shapir. But according to Reb Baruch Ber, it works perfectly. You know why? Degam katan, an 8-year-old, harehu omed liyush. He's omed lihis yaish. He's going to give up hope. When he turns 13, he's going to give up hope. So we can consider it now like he gave up hope. So you want to know, can a katan be miyayish? Maybe according to Tosos, he can. According to the way, well, according to Reb Baruch Ber, the way he understands it, you see, that's why it's not a simple answer. You see why I don't want to just answer yes, no, maybe so. It's not so simple. It's, according to Reb Baruch Ber, explaining this Tosfos, he's omed lehis yayish, that's enough to make yush. Well, a katan is omed lehis yayish, just, he can't do it now. So, according to the first explanation, came with Ilohav yush, he can't give up hope. If even on Ilohav yada, had he known, he would have given up hope. Well, a minor can't do that. But Tosus is saying, since he will be able to give up hope, and that's how Rava understands. So that's Reb Baruch Ber's explanation, and Reb Nachum brings a proof to Reb Baruch Ber from Tosfos. Now let's turn the Gemara to Daf Chavav Amar Aleph, the bottom line. And Reb Nachum later on this Gemara, Reb Nachum says that this is really, let's see if we have enough time to get it in, but Reb Nachum says, very quickly, Reb Nachum says that this is actually a machlokes between Rashi and Tosos. We know that Tosos said it's omed lehis yayish. Let's see the Gemara. Bottom line, Chavav Amar Aleph. I only have about 4 minutes. Damar Rav Nachman says the following halacha. Ra'a sela, turning the page. You find a sela, coin. Shenaf al mishnayim, it fell, two people were walking, the coin fell from one of them. Chayav lahachzer. One of those guys finds it, he has to return it. You find it, you have to return it. Why? My taima. Okay? Why? What's the reason for that? Says the Gemara, Hahu denafal mine lo miyahish. The person who it fell from does not give up hope. Neymar amar, because he'll say, michti. Let's see. Ina shachrina havabadei. Lo havabadei. There was nobody else with us. It was just me and him. Okay? It was just the two of us, and it's my coin, so who could possibly have picked it up? It's just the other guy. Okay? Now, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nakitnale. Okay? Elahai Nakitnale, this guy's holding it. Vaminale antu deshakalte, I'll just tell him, you took it from me. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says, there's no yish. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, tap Rashi, chavav amud beis. Nakitnale, mishbanale shvuas heses. He can make him swear a shvua midarabanan. Shvuas heses is a rabbinic enactment that they have to make a shvua that it's theirs. They didn't take it. Velonis yaish miyad, kishe mishmesh velomatza. We have a rule in the Gemara that when you lose money, you check your pockets. He checked his pockets. Normally, you check your pockets, you give up hope right away. Now, Rashi says, normally, when you check your pockets, the money's not there, right? Then you already know that it's gone. But here, he says, he doesn't give up hope. V'lo nisyayish miyad. He doesn't give up hope right away when he feels his pockets. V'lo matzah. V'nimtza shebali adzeh lifnei yish. So, what's the case? He's walking down the street. He realizes he lost his money. He says, I'm not giving up hope. You know why? I know. Turns around. It's not there. I know who has it. The guy standing next to me has it. He was the only other guy in the area. So I still didn't give up hope. So when he picked it up, it was before Yiyush, right? The Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph, we're learning. The Gemara says, normally when you pick up money, it's after Yiyush because that was what Rabbi Yitzchak said. You always feel your pockets. But in this case, it's before Yiyush. V'halacha ka'abaye. It's a case of Yiyush Shalomidas. Let's try to finish up. It's a case of Yiyush Shalomidas. Before Yiyush. Look at Tosos. Tosos says, Afilu ein bo simen. Top Tosos. Shenafel mishnayim, you have to return it. Afilu ein bo simen, even though it doesn't have a simen. De'eno miyayish la'olam. A person is never miyayish. Umayrish eshneim bikshua yachan. They both think it's theirs. They both had a coin. They both think it's theirs. Kodam shabaza umatza. Ulakach, before the guy found it, they both had a coin. Ulakach sabar vaday shechaver lacha. My friend took it. Kishe bikshu imo. Ve'eno miyayish la'olam. And he never gives up hope. Shemachashiv yachzi renali. Eventually he'll return it to me. Kishavayshenu barabim. I have to embarrass him in public. Maybe I'll give it back. Ochiach lo shematzo. And in public I'll call him out on it and say he found it. Ulekach nami amrinam besamach emar shutvinin. Okay. And then he did umash shapeirush Rashi mitam yiyush shalomidas ein nira. Rashi says it's a case of yiyush shalomidas. Doesn't seem like that's true. Okay. Says Reb Nachum, the machlokis Rashi Tosus. This case, two guys walking in the street, one of them drops a coin, loses it. What's the halacha? Okay, so the halacha is he's allowed to. The halacha is, so Rashi says it's a case of yish shalomidas. We paskin like Abaye, and Abaye says lo havi yish, so he has to return it. Tosa says, no, the guy's never going to give up hope because he's convinced that what? He's convinced that what? He's convinced that he's going to get it back. If so, says Reb Nachum, turning towards the end, says Reb Nachum, if this guy's never going to give up hope, he's not omeid lehis yaish. If he's not omeid lehis yaish, then it's not a case of yish shalomidas. Yishalomidas is the person is omeid lehis yaish. He's going to. That's Tosus's opinion. Listen carefully. Again, Reb Nachum is saying, this is Tosus throughout. Tosus learns, omeid lehis yishalomidas, why are you allowed to keep it? Because he's going to give up hope. Tosus said, no, this guy will never give up hope because he knows it's the other guy. He's sure it's the other guy. He's wrong, by the way. But he knows it's the other guy. Now, he's wrong. We know the Gemara's case. We know he's wrong. Some other guy found it. So now, what happens? What about the first explanation? So it says Rav Nachum, Rashi goes like this explanation. If you would tell the guy, we have the video cameras, we could show it to you. You should just know, you're wrong. You didn't drop it, he dropped it, right? So Rashi said it was a case of Yish Shalomidas. Why? Because Rashi understands Yish Shalomidas is, had he known, he would have given up hope. And therefore we count it like he gave up hope. Tosfos says, no! It's omeid lehis yaish. He's going to give up hope. That's why Tosfos said, in this case, he'll never give up hope. And if he'll never give up hope, that's why he disagrees with Rashi, and he says it's not a case of Yiyush Alomidas. So just to summarize, we have two ways of understanding Yiyush Alomidas. Either had he known he would have given up hope, or since he will give up hope, he's going to give up hope. The difference is, it comes out according to Reb Nachum, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says like the second way, he's omeid lehis yaish. Rashi says the first way, it's since had he known he would have given up hope. And one of the nafkaminas between them is, first of all, how to understand the Gemara Daf Chavav. And the second issue is, perhaps according to Tosfos, there could be such a thing as a katan who gives up hope. Sorry we're late. Have a wonderful day.